Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back to Two Dudes Watch Cartoons, the podcast where two dudes, that is us, watch cartoons. My name is Evan.
And my name is Alex, and we are coming to you live with breaking news. We have results for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have... Oh, I'm shook. That was great. That was perfect. That was just what I was going for. Wow, what a round of 16 it was. You know, we thought this... We thought people were going to be into this. That's why we did it. You know, we thought there was going to be some excitement for it. But man, did I get the most varying degree of people with the staunch different opinions, but very strong and very different opinions from a lot of other people. Did you notice that too, Evan?
I did. People have very deeply held beliefs about what stands the test of time, which are the greatest Pixar movies. There are some surprises.
Seedings be damned.
Seedings be damned. I've peeked at some of the results. You haven't seen any of them yet.
I have no idea. I'm going to find out with everyone else.
It's been an exciting week. I've been in a little bit of, Avatar live action post-game analysis this week. But I'm here. I'm locked in. I'm ready to dig into these results.
I'm excited.
So we had a week. The round of 16 was a week of voting. 473 votes cast.
Wow. Wow. Individual That's great. Votes. So you've peeked at all the results or just a few of them, you said?
All of them.
Okay. I don't blame you. So I'm trying to think, like, do we just go through these or do you want to talk about, let's talk about the winners as they come up and as they advance. We'll talk a little bit about the strengths of why they probably won.
In the Western Conference, our first matchup, we got one of our one seed, Toy Story, the preeminent Pixar movie. Now, you know, if I were a betting man, I would say Toy Story is probably taking it over Elemental. Yeah. Elemental had a strong showing. Biggest Disney and Pixar box office take since Frozen 2, I believe. So
that's pretty crazy. Yeah,
it's good
It had a late game run. If you remember, it had a horrible, horrible opening weekend and people were like, biggest flop ever. And then it had like such a push throughout the summer.
It had the South Korean numbers really pulled in for it. Really took the box off of Soarin'.
So it's not, while I feel I know how these results are going to go, I feel like it should not be a testament to how Elemental played during this tournament. The first matchup winner is Toy Story with 87% of the votes. Toy Story is going to win. So that's a pretty clean, I don't know the other results yet. Toy Story.
Kudos Toy Story.
This is why you're the one seed. I feel that's a pretty good dominating score, though. I mean, you know, 50-50 is as close as it could get, and 87 is pretty good. But Toy Story is the classic. It started this all off. There's also four Toy Story entries. I want to talk about this. Maybe this is as good a time as ever. Are you one of those people that think Toy Story should have ended with Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Toy Story 4.
But I mean, Toy Story 3 hit right as I was graduating high school with Andy heading off to college.
You had the right time.
It just hit me in the the right time. 4 was a good entry, but I don't...
4 was so existential.
It was, but does it make the case for it needing to exist? I don't know that it does.
Didn't we decide we don't need to do that? All media is just going to exist. It doesn't need to fight for its existence. Okay, so Toy Story, great job. Elemental, you know, honestly, if you were up against anyone else, I think you would have had a much better fighting chance. But, you know, Toy Story's king for a reason. Which one's your favorite is of the Toy Stories?
It might be 2. 2 is so much fun.
I feel like mine's 1, but 2's not. 2's great. Like,
you get Jesse. 2's
a good world.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. You get the clone, not clone, but the other Buzz. There's a lot of good stuff.
The Two's good. Two is.
Oh my God.
Evan's like, okay, I convinced myself two's the best one. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad answer. Two's really good. Two's really good.
Okay. I think Toy Story 1, like the, whatever that kid's name, the neighbor, the evil kid.
Andy.
No, Andy's.
No, oh no, Andy's the actual kid. Sid.
Sid. His toys were enough to spook me because I was three or four at that age.
His toys were scary. They were. And you've seen the memes where he looks like Will Porter.
Is it? Didn't Will Porter tweet something to that effect? Like, stop sending me this.
Yeah, I think so. I do. Yeah, he's like, please stop sending me this.
Poor guy.
That's the whole reason he probably got jacked. He was like, I'm tired of this fucking meme.
All right. Any more thoughts on this matchup?
No, Toy Story, good job. You deserve that. I do think whoever could be up against Toy Story in the next round, it could be a little more hard. All right. So moving on to the second round. Wow. I'm just reading the results for the first time. So here we go.
This was, I think, the perhaps one of the tougher matches to predict.
Yes. I would say. I will say via the DMs and text messages I saw, this is not as surprising, but with 60% of the vote, the winner moving on to the next round is Coco. Evan's considering this an upset, but I have to let you know there is multiple people that messaged me saying, oh, I think Coco will win it all.
I'm not surprised because I know Coco has a strong impression, but yeah. To take out
Bug's
an
Life.
OG.
I know. Took OG. Out an OG of the game. I love Bug's Life.
That's insane. That's
Let's talk a little bit about Bug's Life because, yeah, well done to Coco. An upset by all standards in our. We had to double check the math just to make sure we were doing it right. Before we move on to the strengths of Team Coco, let's talk about Bug's Life. I know he's canceled now, but Kevin Spacey is in Bug's Life. So is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so Pixar always gets these secret celebs in all their movies. And sometimes we always act surprised, but they do it time and time again. Bug's Life was the first time I think I ever started sympathizing with like communist ideas, right? Where you're watching Bug's Life and you're like, yes! Power to the people! Yeah. That's what led down to the Christmas Day fight where my family yelled, you're a socialist. I said, I think I am. It all started at Bug's Life.
It all started with Bug's Life. Now, here is the coaching staff for Bug's Life also coached our match one winner, John Lasseter.
Yeah.
I think so in this round, that's a detriment to them. I think in future rounds for Toy Story, that might come into play.
Could come into play.
I think it should come into play as an observer, you know, as a voter personally.
I think what it is Coco has a very strong emotional attachment for people. They really got hooked into it, and it just, it hits for different people at different times. Like we said, all of these movies can make you emotional, but something about this one really got it. And there's always some great representation with the Dias de los Muertos. I just watched Coco recently. It's probably actually the most recent Pixar film I watched, me and Nikki. And not to out her, but she was crying. And I was like, haven't you seen this 30 times? And she's like crying at the end.
Coco, the only Pixar movie I threw on this week, I made it about three quarters of the, I made it up to the twist.
This is why you're so surprised.
It's a good movie.
People, go watch Coco. There's a lot of people here who are hardcore rooting for Coco to win. Mm-hmm. 10 toes down.
Now, here's one for you on A Bug's Life. One of the main cast, Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere. Isn't that crazy?
Save the cheerleaders. Save the world. Save the world.
That is her only thing of notoriety.
She's probably in one of the Bring It On movies, like one of the sequels.
I think you're right. I think she's also in a couple Scream movies.
Okay. She's done stuff.
And she's in Bug's Life. She's famous.
Yeah, that's a massive hit on her hands. But Coco, great movie.
Close votes, 60 to 40%. And Coco pulls it out.
I will say, okay, so the villain twist in Coco, I didn't exactly see coming, but like the
you can tell something's up. Yeah,
the protagonist twist I saw as soon as the two main characters meet up. I was like, okay, See where this is
see
going.
Where this is going.
I was like, I don't need to finish the last couple.
It's a good, no, you do need to finish. It's a good twist. It's a good twist. It's a good twist.
All right.
All right. Good job, Coco. Sorry to see you go, Bug's Life. I know a lot of people will be upset by that. They only prefer the classic teams.
Yeah. And you know, I think Bug's Life is probably one people haven't rewatched in a long, long time.
I think that could be part of the problem. When's the last time you watched it? I kind of memorialize it. Yeah. Oh,
probably. I mean, wow. I may have caught it on like a hotel TV screen, like flipping through channels here or there. So Coco advances to round two and it'll take on. So, I mean, all those big Coco stands. You put your money where your mouth is. It's up against Toy Story.
Up against Toy Story. It's got a hard bracket. That's what I was trying to tell these people, is the bracket matters. Spots matter. Coco the Western is very hard. There's these big hitters in Toy Story, and we'll get into the bottom half here. But Coco's going to have to fight and tooth its way. But like I said, it only passed 60% here. So we'll see if it can keep up momentum. Yeah,
it'll be an interesting matchup for round two. So next up, have...
All right. Oh, all right. Next up.
Finding Nemo versus Brave.
This is my winner pick. Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is... Okay.
We recorded together. I said it there.
Did you?
I said... Yeah.
I don't remember.
I asked you who you thought was going to win. Do you remember who you said
Monsters
was going to win?
Inc., baby.
Yeah. So you remember yours, but not mine. Okay, I see you. Fuck you. Okay, we got Finding Nemo and Brave. We're going to talk about both these teams, but I'm going to get into the results as I open this. The winner, with 90% of the vote, Finding Nemo. Oh, sorry, Brave. That is quite the decimation, if I'm being honest. I didn't think someone was going to outperform Toy Story in round one. I saw 87% and I was like, that's going to be our highest one, showing why one seed. Finding Nemo comes in here, shows why they're seeded also.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good. This is interesting.
Yeah, I can't say that I would have expected any different, but to me, this is an unexciting team for me. There, I'll say it. Finding Nemo is Pixar at its peak.
Like the fundamentals is what you're saying?
This is LeBron joining the Lakers. This is KD joining the Warriors. Like, this is just not...
You want something more exciting, more rootable.
It was
more,
just like a stacked movie. It was, you know, huge when it came out.
Yeah.
I just don't love the story.
It was before Ellen DeGeneres got canceled.
Yeah. I don't love its storyline in this tournament is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean? You just feel like it's just going to keep on swimming to
it's
to
just
going
to keep on swimming to the final.
You're scared no one's going to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
interesting.
If it made
That's
it
why
to
I picked
the,
it to win.
I think if it
I'm
made
so
it to
excited.
The finals, you know, it's not as exciting for me.
Mm-mm. Okay. I think it is. I love
it's
Finding
peak Pixar.
Finding Nemo beautiful.
Finding Nemo is, dude,
it's got the Stoner Turtles. It's got
That's true.
Dory's classic memory. It's got fish are friends, not food. It's got all the sharks. Like, it has so many quotable lines. Shark bait. Hoo ha ha. Like,
would you say it's their most merchandised franchise, other than maybe
you know
Toy
what?
Story?
No, you know what I weirdly heard is the most franchised Pixar movie, and the reason they made three of them, even though they're not that good?
Cars? Oh,
Cars. It's Cars.
It's for sure Cars.
It's for sure Cars. Yeah, the Cars, they have so many. And like even ka-chow. My young... Ka-chow! That's what that means. That was a joke. They made that Pixar movie, and they were like, this is just us... cashing checks.
Yeah. So Finding Nemo advances. Bravo, Finding Nemo. Brave.
Yeah. Brave.
Better luck next year? I don't know.
Brave was maybe the first Pixar movie I saw that I was like, oh, maybe I don't like all Pixar movies.
I haven't seen it. No,
I'll be shooting there. For me own hand. That's the only thing I remember for it. And the Bear Brothers.
Well,
I'm sure there are
some
people.
Watch.
There's
one
some
of those
people
also
that I'm sure are upset.
Don't people have like fan theories that the witch is actually Boo from Monsters, Inc. because she's got like a silly doll?
And, you know, I love those connective tissue theory idea plans, whatever. Those are always fun. I don't know they hold up with all of the new Pixar, but at one point there actually was like a pretty clean...
Once it got to Brave, the crux of it all was the Monsters, Inc. doors. I was like, okay, you could say anything about anything being connected at this point. It's the multiverse.
You're like, the Monsters, Inc. introduced the multiverse. So, I feel that. But yes, there is a theory that the old witch is an older Boo that time traveled. I don't know.
That went through a door.
Went through a door, but
and
does
got
that
stuck.
Yeah, but do the doors time travel? I don't know.
If they go to... that's true. I don't know. They all seem to be contemporaneous in the film, at least. Okay.
Yeah. Finding Nemo, number one.
Well done.
90%. A stomping. Quite a stomping.
No disrespect, but now I want my team to win over your team. I think that's
this
the
is why we're
it.
Playing. This is why we're doing this. This is why it's working. Yeah.
Okay. Did I send you this next one? Our final
matchup. No, not
matchup.
Yet. No, final matchup for the West.
West. Ratatouille versus Soul.
Oh, I think this is going to be a close one, but I haven't, I don't even know yet. I'm waiting.
All right, here we go. Crunching the numbers right now. Live on air.
Okay, hold on.
Ratatouille versus Soul. I think there's a clear favorite, I would say. And I'm surprised. Yeah, my prediction would be Ratatouille.
Yeah, there is. We do have a clear, decisive winner here with 73% of the vote. Ratatouille will be moving on to the next round over Soul. Congratulations. I'll be honest, I thought this one would be a bit closer. Almost 75% of the people saw that rat pulling on Remy's hair and said, yes, please, more of that.
Ratatouille feels like one that should be seeded. I mean, that's Soul. What happens when you dig into a studio like Pixar.
Soul is art. Soul Ratatouille's a movie.
Yeah. Soul... You know, it had the pandemic.
I think the pandemic really
hurt. People missed
it.
Yeah, it's tough.
Their fans didn't show up right at the start, at the formation of the team. Mm-hmm. And they really needed them in that time to rally the team spirit. Soul, phenomenal movie. It's going to be, like I said, there's no easy winners or losers here. And we're losing someone good every round.
Every round we're losing someone good. And next round, Finding Nemo versus Ratatouille.
Ooh,
I feel like
Finding
Nemo, you know, will still barrel its way to the final in the Western Conference because it is the super team. But Ratatouille, I don't know. Ratatouille could do it.
Ratatouille could pull
well
it out. 73% is not anything to scoff at.
Nothing to scoff at.
That's a pretty good win there. And, a decent number of people that said they thought Ratatouille was going to win. I also heard a couple of people that they were like, oh, I hope Soul makes the finals. And I was like, okay.
Sorry to those people. I don't think it's happening this year or any other year.
This is what I'm saying is I got so many varying different opinions. I'm like trying to think of what everyone told me.
Any other wild takes? What was the one you had told me? It was Ratatouille making it to the final.
Ratatouille.
That Brendan...
And the other one is people feel very confidently that either Monsters, Inc. or WALL-E will be in the finals, which they can't both be, but people feel strongly that one of those two will be. Evan and I are wannabe movie critics. We're also wannabe chefs.
We're all doing more cooking at home now. If you want to elevate your home cooking, you need nice tools to do it. Louis Kitchenware will get you there. They have beautiful stainless steel pans, nonstick bakeware, knives, all the stuff you need. Safe, high quality materials, constructed to last, made in the United States. Founded in Detroit.
Moving into my condo, we got hand-me-downs. So this new Louis Kitchenware has been great, and we love the discount. We want to share that with our listeners.
You can use code 2DUDES, that's TWO DUDES, at louiskitchenware.com, and that'll give you 10% off anything on the site.
Check out our link in bio.
Two dudes watch cartoons. Yeah, yeah.
So with that said, let's move on to the Eastern Conference. Our first matchup in the East, Incredibles versus Luca. Again, I think there's a clear winner here. Unfortunately, I want Luca to win. I don't think it's happening because
Let me take a look at the results here. Oh, and we definitely have a winner. We have a very clear winner. The Incredibles wins with 84% of the votes.
Yeah, I mean...
That is a stomping. These pandemic teams just aren't able to keep up, it looks like.
It's tough. But here's the thing about all the winners. You can make the case for any of them going to the finals. And I'm surprised Incredibles doesn't come up more in that conversation as a GOAT Pixar movie.
I do
movie.
Think Incredibles is could be a contender here for this tournament. I mm-hmm. think a lot of people really, really like Incredibles. I just thought we would see a little more from Luca. That's a bit disappointing, but I understand
how... It makes me
how...
disappointed in our viewership. Watch these
we
new
covered
movies.
Luca. We covered Luca.
It was great.
Yeah, no, dang, like, dang, dang.
Incredibles was an, like an everyday.
Yeah.
It was on the TV for me. We had the DVD.
Honey, where's my super suit? Like, people still quote that to this day.
Oh, my God. I forgot Samuel L. Jackson is in that movie.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it. Yeah, it's great. Edna Mode.
Also, the introduction. I mean, not the introduction, but perhaps the pinnacle of the Pixar mom.
I'm not even going to address that. You think this 84% has anything to do with that? You're wrong.
I don't know. It's not detracting.
The worst is when you see
advances.
Someone. The worst is when you see someone who's like slightly enlarged a photo and you're like, no way this is real. You're like, what the hell?
That's their superpower. It's a less.
That's good. Congratulations, Incredible. Luca. One of the all-time movie moments for me when he yells out about the sea monster. I gasped. I shocked. I still shudder when I think about it. But alas, if you haven't seen Luca, go watch it. But congratulations, Incredibles. You did incredible.
Yeah. Well done. One of these days we'll have to do every Pixar movie just so some of these newer ones have a fighting chance to advance at least one, get some wins under their belt, you know. But next up we have... Up versus Cars.
Oh, okay. Up versus Cars. Let's take a look here. Okay, coming in at 76% of the votes. Another clear majority, which I'm a little surprised by this one. We have Up. Up has advanced up to the next round. Cars. I know a lot of people love Cars, but the fans did not come out and vote.
They're
Cars
selling the most
did...
jerseys, but they're not scoring the most points whatsoever.
I think what it is, that's what it comes down to. Now, it's got Owen Wilson, Larry the Cable Guy? No, is that his name?
That is his name. Does he have a last name? It's just the Cable Guy? I don't know. But
I don't
think
know.
That's what he goes. Yeah, he plays Mater.
He plays Mater. It almost didn't feel right. I was going to say Foxworthy.
Wait, is Mater's name, because he's a tow truck, he's Tow Mater?
Tow Mater. Yeah. Yep. And Bonnie Hunt? No. Who's the mom in Cheaper
Helen
by the Dozen?
Hunt?
Helen Hunt? No, I don't think it's Helen Hunt. Do you?
I don't know.
I think it's the mom from Cheaper by the Dozen. That's my official guess. See, this is not good that we're questioning who's in the movie, though.
All right. Bonnie Hunt. You're correct.
Oh, it is Bonnie Hunt.
Oh.
Is she the mom in Cheaper by the Dozen?
Let me look. Cheaper by the Dozen, yeah. Also had a role in Jumanji. Wow. Cheaper by the Dozen and by the Dozen too.
She's the mom, so you would hope she's in the second one also.
I don't know if it follows the same family. A Green Mile? Wow.
Yeah, she's a very acclaimed actress. Jumanji, that's a classic movie.
Yeah. She must be the mom in that, right?
Yeah. I would imagine. Yeah, well, no, I think she's the older. Like so aunt? She's like the girl that grew up. No, the one that like they have to go find because she played with him as a kid and it's her turn.
Okay.
And she's like really scared. She doesn't want to go back.
Is she an aged up Kirsten Dunst or no? She's from the past. Okay. I'm mixing up two characters.
We're not even talking about Pixar movies anymore. So moving on. Congratulations. Up. I think one of these movies that has an emotional attachment for people. They love Doug the dog. They love Kevin the bird. And then, excuse me, do you need any help? The little, I can't think of his name. But and then Carl, which.
The little Asian boy. I don't know his name.
I can't say that. So I think where Up really gets points is they start strong every match. You throw on Up and you get hit with like such a beautiful but short love story.
Yeah. And no dialogue in those first couple of minutes.
Just shows up and punches you in the gut.
I would say maybe that's overweighted. I don't really recall the rest of the movie. I mean, it's a fantastic
Adventure
film.
Is out there?
adventure.
The balloons. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that we're a couple of months removed from having seen Elemental in theaters, how do you think the new Pixar short following the Up old guy was warranted?
I mean, if we're going by need, it was not needed. It was fine, though. It was fine. It was cute.
Yeah. Okay.
But not needed.
Next matchup, Inside Out versus Onward.
Okay, hold on. I don't have the results yet because I'm being a bad host.
That's all right.
You know what? Oh, I was going to say I don't have them, but here we go. Okay, so these numbers are a little weird. All right, so 80% of the vote this first round, pretty decisive with the winners. Mm-hmm. Coming in with 80% of the votes, our seeded player, Inside Out. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's one I'm going to have to watch before this next round and really see.
People love Inside Out, and it's getting a sequel coming out. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably got some hype behind it that people saw the sequel was coming. They watched the first one, and it's just, once again, really emotional. Just hits people in the right spot at the right time, and it'll be in their top 10 favorite movies for all time.
Yeah, and it'll...
Onward, another COVID team.
COVID team.
Maybe the poster child for the COVID team.
I would say probably the weakest team in this whole tournament, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Result, the numbers don't speak that way, but I see what I get what you're saying. And if we look at fan vote, I know the fans don't, the fans do vote in this, but fan score for Rotten Tomatoes, it has the highest fan score on Rotten Tomatoes of all Pixar movies.
Maybe I'm too jaded against
what
Chris
is that
Pratt?
About?
I don't know.
Is it Tom Holland? Did they like show out in force? Did they took over Rotten Tomatoes?
It must have been like Chris Pratt, Tom Holland. This is what, 2020?
I think it was 2020.
This was before Tom Holland had a bunch of post Endgame duds. Mm. Like everything he's touched after Spider-Man has
like Uncharted hadn't come out yet. The Netflix movie hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe he was still riding that wave a little bit. I think the Chris Pratt. Doesn't do much for the starting lineup, unfortunately, for this team. So, yeah, Inside Out advances.
He didn't do enough.
I feel nothing for Onward being out of the tournament. I don't know if that's too mean to say. Every other team, I'm like, oh, that's kind of disappointing.
You've seen Onward, and you have not seen Inside Out.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really saying something there.
All right. Probably our biggest toss-up in this whole thing, at least we would think, right?
We would think. So let's take a look. I'm going to open the results. We got Monsters, Inc. versus WALL-E in our final matchup here. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Not as close as we would have thought.
Not as close as we would have thought. One team here did not show up to play. With 75% of the votes... the winner is Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc., congratulations. That one stings a little. I'm happy for Monsters, Inc. Where was WALL-E? Where was WALL-E? Where were the Eva fans? Where was the... Yeah, oof.
Unfortunately...
People didn't like the mirror it held up to society.
Yeah. WALL-E must have been too busy taking out trash teams like Onward that it didn't show up for this match. Unfortunately, WALL-E is a great movie.
But this is no knock on Monsters, Inc. I did think Monsters, Inc. was going to win in the end. But I did think it was going to be a lot closer than that. Quite a number of blowouts here in this first round. But Monsters, Inc., what do you think Monsters, Inc. People like about it so much? Why do you have it taken at all?
Tugs at the heartstrings. That boo moment. That is the core of a Pixar film.
Where she opens the door and says, Kitty!
It stays with you. It's that La La Land moment at the end where he sees... or they see each other's future together. Okay. It pulls you out of it. It's just like that. It leaves you wanting for more.
I think one of the funniest moments in all of Pixar is when they're like, oh, the commercial, and they watch it, and Mike Wazowski has the logo right over his face. He goes, I can't believe I'm on TV! Like, classic humor. He like calls his mom, and I think it's like Sully's mom. He's like, did you see? Yeah, I know. I saw me too.
John Goodman, Billy Crystal. Is there?
Yeah.
Is there a Disney Plus series, spinoff series of this now?
No, but there's Monsters University also.
I thought I saw something about it, like a Monsters at Work. It's a Disney Plus
I don't know.
Series.
Maybe. Right.
I haven't seen Monsters University either. I've heard only Ooh. Great things about that.
Monsters University obviously isn't as strong, but it's a good, you know, I actually don't mind the prequel. I think that's kind of a bit more fun of a look sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't discuss in sequels for my team, Finding Nemo? We didn't even bring up Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Which is...
How do you... I haven't... I watched it. I don't
Bench Rider for our team. Yeah. Bench Rider. They're on the team. They're clapping Finding Dory, but they are not seeing playing time in this tournament.
Yeah. So round one, essentially all very, very decisive matches. Everyone showed up to play.
We may have a little bit of an upset with Coco. That was our closest round as well. Can Coco pull out another win over Toy Story? But this is fun. All decisive winners essentially in the next round here. But now it's like, who's really going to win?
Mm-hmm. Now it gets serious.
Now it gets serious. Any matchups in the new in the next round, the round of eight, that really interest you?
I want to see if Coco has the juice. I'm kind of hoping it knocks out Toy Story.
Yeah. Oh, you're hoping it'll knock it out. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting.
I want people to take off the rose-colored glasses. You know what I mean? Nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
I think maybe the most interesting matchup for me is both on the East Conference. We have Incredibles versus Up. I don't even know how that's going to go. And then we also have Inside Out versus Monsters, Inc. I think those are going to be two hell of a matchups here. I think Finding Nemo is looking pretty good.
Finding Nemo's looking pretty good.
Ratatouille could do something here. Not gonna discount Ratatouille. But the tournament's looking like a bloodbath, and Finding Nemo is literally swimming very casually.
I'll be honest, I'm a little worried about my team.
Yeah, they have a rough road to the end.
Yeah, I could see them getting eliminated this round, and while I'd be disappointed, I think I would totally understand. Obviously, I'm rooting for them to get to make it all the way, because they have to beat Finding Nemo, obviously, but... Inside Out, this, like, people are really gonna have to like hunker down and make some tough decisions here. I want Coco to pull off the upset. That's what I'm rooting for.
That'd be a fun one. I can't even lie.
I think, unfortunately, Incredibles might fall.
Oh, you think Up has the juice to take on the Incredibles?
Yeah, I think
syndrome.
Where Pixar's strength lies is in those super, super heartfelt movies. And not that Incredibles isn't. There's a lovely story about family. But Up's
emotional highs are higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monsters, Inc. both tug at the heartstrings. Inside Out, I'm assuming, does some of that.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
You know, based off of its
You gotta watch it
matter.
Before this next round. You gotta watch it before this. That's your homework this week.
Okay. Ratatouille, probably not as much.
You've seen Ratatouille, though, no? Yeah.
No, I'm saying tugging at the heartstring.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people would say.
Just at the
He's, yeah, tugging at the hair strings.
Yeah. Round of eight. So this round opens. This is going to drop at midnight.
If you're listening, you can go vote.
You can go vote. And it closes.
It's link in our bio. It's going to close in a week. Go ahead.
Close in a week. Next Thursday, March. Whatever, 14th.
If you're on your cell phone, make sure you're scrolling left and right and up and down and looking at all the options.
Make sure you get all the matchups. So there'll be four. Yeah, four.
Yep. You're going to vote four times in this round. So best of luck. You have some tough decisions. I don't even know what I'm going to vote for some of these rounds right now. I have some decided, but not all of them.
I'll be honest. I don't remember if I actually submitted a vote for that last round because
I
had set
did.
Up
we
different
brackets. Okay. We talked about you voting, so I'm pretty sure you did.
All right, good.
You got a lot going on. Make sure you go vote. Go make sure your voice is heard. Everyone's going to have a horse in this race here.
Round one is closed. Round two is now open. Voting is open, and that'll do it for this episode of Two Dudes Watch Cartoons. We will catch you next time. Two Dudes Watch Cartoons.